Craven Cash Productions presents More Life Coming Up After the Break. Down. Poems by Shannon Kernahan. Read for you by the author. Part 1. Lived.
Concealing. I study her practice strokes mirror side, my legs dangling from the bathroom cabinet. She applies a solid foundation, then cocks empty space with concealer. A false front to hide true age, real provenance. Better tips, she says with a heavily mascaraed wink. When I examine my favorite photo of her as a teen before she came to Canada, her olive skin shining through the years and Kodachrome, I long to run fingers through the snarl of ropey curls she now relaxes chemically, straightening and shellacking with products that conceal her Mediterranean past, a name shortened from Simonides to Simon. One I will legally change back, proud of my heritage, unafraid to show a few curls, a few cracks. Suspended animation. Amazing how one picture can brand brain matter to sear an image. How blood must slow when unconscious, and hibernating animals dream of spring. She can't picture his face today. She is 14 when it happens. Remembers only blue-green Roman numerals, tattooed below his knuckles. Wonders what they signify. She conjures the tableau of next steps, like a film in Fast Forward to Finn, when all she really wants is to stay in the perfect present, until hard fingers land on her shoulders, pull her around to face him, faceless man undercover, as the stolen earrings burn embers in her fist. Blue shift. Of course. I have a partner who makes me privy to the vagaries of traveling, of witnessing his reactions to new locales, out-of-home-body experiences, minor anxieties. When young, I viewed males with abject wonder, studying distant constellations through the arm's length of a telescope as they snapped my bra straps, through taunts with tipped chins, chipped teeth, wet mouths leering. Your legs are hairy. Your lip is hairy. Must have been one hairy girl. But flying to Cuba with boys in tow is a first. 2 14-year-olds in my orbit as I crack the language code of disdain. Gross. That's nasty. Of universes unfolding. Cool. Sweet. Sick. Then earbuds stay ear-planted from frozen takeoff to humid landing. For 7 days I plot their all-inclusive course, but they drift with indifference through our palm-lined resort, refusing tours. Boys, think about it before shaking your heads no. The family home of Fidel Castro, the crib of communism. To order cheeseburgers and slushies poolside until blood sugars soar, blue shift, off course. Their sole gravitational pull is to swim with dolphins dipped in Caribbean waters, led by a rum-soaked ant whose glass tinkles mint mojitos, fingers grip Cohibas, Romeo y Julietas, San Cristobal de la Habanas, hand-rolled dark matter in my foreign fingers. Jera likes to be patted, but do not touch her blowhole or genitalia. Jera glides against me until I stroke her gray rubber belly, seek what I am supposed to avoid. Where's that genitalia? I say aloud. I don't want to hurt her. Aw.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?